producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. And in case you're feeling particularly lucky today, well, good for you, since today is, ready, Manny, bum, 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 Friday the 13th. Yeah. I don't know, we had our Friday the 13th yesterday, where everything electronic crashed. Yeah, that was really awful. And, you know, it just makes you feel like, I mean, I had such a splitting headache by the time we got it back on. But everything, it was three different things that were all, and it's not only that three different things all happened at the same time. And they may have been related. I mean, the bad wire may have taken down the internet and then may have caused the IP address to change. I mean, so it may have been a tumble down effect. But it wasn't obvious. It wasn't obvious, first of all, what the problem was. And when you fixed one problem, it didn't necessarily fix the other two. So it was a long process. Although, when I say long process, it took a little over, well, just about an hour. Because everything crashed about 5 minutes before I was supposed to go on the air. And then I got it up and running about 5 minutes before the second hour began. The third hour, I guess, began. So, and God bless Trevor. He just, I don't even know what he did. I think he may have sung and danced or something through it. But it wasn't much fun. But today, I got up really early this morning, like at 6 o'clock this morning, and turned everything on to make sure it was working, which, of course, wouldn't have solved anything, because yesterday everything was working up until 5 minutes before. But at any rate, did you know that Friday the 13th is actually Friday the 17th in Italy, and Tuesday the 13th in Hispanic and Greek culture? So it's one of those things that in the Western world, when the 13th day of the month is in the Gregorian calendar falls on a Friday. Da-da-dum. It's called Christodicophobia, from the Greek word meaning Friday and 13, okay? Suppose it came up in the Middle Ages, supposedly from the story of Jesus' Last Supper and crucifixion, which there were 13 principals present in the upper room on the 13th of Nisan, which is Maundy Thursday, the night before death on Good Friday. Okay, so it was the Seder. While there is evidence of both Friday and the number of 13 being considered unlucky, there's no record of the two items being referred to as especially unlucky before the 19th century. So I guess they figured it was a perfect storm as well. But that's interesting, though, I think, is that they were not coupled until fairly late. An early documented reference occurs in 1869 in the biography of Gioacchino Rossini, who died on Friday the 13th. Like so many Italians, he regarded Fridays as an unlucky day and 13 as an unlucky number. It is remarkable that on Friday the 13th of November he passed away, which would be 1869. So that's what, 70 would be 46, so 146 years ago. I did that last night. I was at a restaurant last night and somebody was figuring out calories. And one thing was 170, and they said, well, that one thing was 740 calories. And they said, well, that'll be 5 hours in the gym. And then there was something was 140, and they said that was two. And I said, your calculations are off. And said, if this is 70, that's 85, which means 740 would be essentially 8.5 to 9 calories. He said, how did you know that? And I said, what do you mean know it? He said, well, you didn't just do that in your head. And I said, well, of course I did. And he thought that was very cool. But, I mean, he said, she's a human calculator. I said, no, just a math major. So there you go. Friday the 13th contributed, which was a novel that came out in 1907, that contributed to disseminating the superstition. It didn't have anything to do with the movie at that point. An unscrupulous broker takes advantage of the superstition to create a Wall Street panic on Friday the 13th. The crash was actually October 24th. Guess why I remember that. Friday the 13th of October in 1307 is the date that Philip IV of France arrested hundreds of the Knights Templar. But that may not have been put together till the 20th century. It's mentioned in a historical novel, The Iron King, in 1955. 1989, Born in Blood, The Lost Secrets of Freemasonry, and Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code in 2003, and Steve Barry's The Templar Legacy in 2006. So it's a relatively modern phenomenon. Again, Friday and 13 are both considered unlucky, but putting them together. Hispanic and Greek culture, they figure Tuesday is the unlucky day. The dominance of Aries, a god of war. Marty in French, or Martes in Spanish. Mars is also the god of war. It's just whether it's in Greek or Latin. Constantinople fell supposedly on Tuesday, April 13th. So there you go. And Friday the 17th in Italy, the number 17 in Roman numerals, by shuffling the digits and numbers, one can easily get the word Vixi, I have lived, implying death in the present, an omen of bad luck. So it's XVI. So if you do VIXI, then it's I have lived, which means oops. All right, so, but most people, young people, consider Friday the 13th unlucky as well. So in Italy, you get two options. Bad luck. If you know what I did last Friday the 13th was released in Italy with the title Shriek, do you have something to do on Friday the 17th? So there you go. All righty? So now you know. It turns out there's a significant level of traffic-related incidents on Friday the 13th as opposed to a random day. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
They said the Stress Management and Phobia Institute in Asheville, North Carolina, said 17 to 21 million people in the United States are affected by a fear this day, making it the most feared day and date in history. Some people actually avoid their normal routines. They won't get on an airplane, or some won't even get out of bed. They said $900 million, between $800 and $900 million, is lost in business on this particular day. Both Delta and Continental have stated their airlines do not suffer any noticeable drop in travel on those days, although we don't believe Continental because they're out of business. A consortium of government and non-governmental organizations led by the Ministry of Social Affairs promotes the National Accident Day, which always falls on Friday the 13th. So that's pretty interesting. Right?
Yeah.
So let's see. And there's actually a Friday the 13th calendar. So I think this is the last one of this year. Does it even have 2015? Yeah. Let's see if there's any more in 2015. No, I think this is the last one of the year. And I'm not going to go through the whole list because it's too much trouble. But you can check it out at Wikipedia to find. They have a 28-year cycle from March 1st, 1900 to 28 of February 2100. So there you go. Alrighty, so Friday the 13th, we actually put up on Facebook, did you have any superstitions? But I don't think anybody responded to that, did they? People didn't feel like they were superstitious?
No, we didn't get much of anything on that at all.
Are you superstitious?
Not really. I'm superstitious in good fun, but there's nothing really that I.
You don't. You're,
take
I mean,
seriously.
You wouldn't stay in bed. Do you know how many places don't have a 13th floor?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of places.
I mean, and people don't live.
There's places in like downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Oh yeah,
Ryan,
every place.
Yeah. I don't have them. Yep.
I don't think my building has a 13th floor, which is kind of silly because whether it's called 13 or not, if you're on the 13th floor, you're on the 13th floor.
Right, yeah.
So apparently people have not kind of scoped that out particularly. But and besides which, as I point out, regardless of what it's called, it is the 13th floor. Would you live on the 13th floor?
Yeah, probably. I mean, if I had to, yeah.
There was minor hesitation there.
Well, you know, I mean, I just don't. I don't know. I'm not a huge superstitious person, so it's like I don't really. It's one of those things where I kind of play along in fun,
yeah,
with stuff, but I don't.
But
really,
you don't invest in a lot,
right? I don't really take it as seriously as other people do. I think. Not knocking anybody, but
seen any black cats lately, baby cake? Opened any umbrellas inside? All right, you got a superstition you want to share with me? 855-993-7569. And don't send Manny any of your broken mirrors. Don't do that. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Not to mention your superstitions. Happy Friday the 13th. I'm one of those people, I actually gave myself a concussion when I was about 11 years old. I was at a drinking fountain and I was playing, you know, spray your friends with it or something. And the drinking fountain in my elementary school was, I guess it was still elementary school, was in a kind of a recessed niche kind of thing, little nook, and I smacked my head into it and knocked myself out. So Friday the 13th has always been very special to me. I'm kind of slightly more superstitious than you are, but it's superstitious for the positive. Like, I think, okay, if I make this light, then today is going to be a really good day. But I tend not to be superstitious about negative stuff. I don't think that bad stuff is going to happen. I just sort of believe in omens of positive stuff, which I know doesn't seem terribly inconsistent with who I am, but. So I think everybody's a little super. When you don't have any control is when you tend to be superstitious, which is why the defense is always has more superstitions than the offense. Especially like in football and baseball, people will wear the same clothing or dress in the same way or wear their hat the same way or tie their shoes in the same knots or not change shoelaces or I mean all these kind of especially athletes. Or maybe that's just we hear more about them because they're interviewed more. All right, it's National Indian Pudding Day. Indian pudding, I think, is made with corn, as I recall. Have you ever had an Indian pudding?
I have never had that before,
I think I had it in Massachusetts. I think it's not one of my favorite. Pudding isn't. And of course, nobody likes pudding anymore because of Bill Cosby. So
yeah.
The associations are just not good anymore.
I've never been a big pudding person, though.
Me neither. I like mousse, chocolate mousse. Yeah. But that is it. And people say, well, that's just French version. But it's a completely different consistency. I didn't like the consistency of pudding.
Right.
And it always tasted like, because I don't, was there ever homemade pudding? Well, obviously Indian pudding is homemade. But like the brands, the Jell-O is the only thing I knew growing up, which is they had the chocolate vanilla and I think the lemon. And they were all they're all very chemically tasting. I wonder if anybody eats pudding anymore. Put that on Facebook. Are you a pudding lover?
Do you eat pudding?
Well, no, because we can't put up anything that's yes or no. It would have to be, right. Tell me about pudding.
Yeah.
And then people don't. All right, on this day in 1927, obviously, maybe it was Friday, but maybe not the 13th, the Holland Tunnel opens to traffic. It's the first Hudson River vehicle tunnel linking New Jersey to New York City, and both New York and New Jersey and tunnels have never been the same since. Remember the, there have been a whole bunch of the Sylvester Stallone movie where they flooded the tunnel? And then there was one...
Daylight, I think.
Yep. And then there was one, the Stephen King one, when they're... they have to go through the tunnel after... I guess it was a nuclear disaster or something. So the tunnels, I mean, are there any tunnels in Minneapolis? There must be.
There aren't very many, but there's one that stands out. There's one on I-94 as you're going like right through on Interstate 94 as you're going like right through Minneapolis basically. It's called the Lowry Tunnel.
Yeah.
And it's on a curve too, on a curvature. So it makes traffic very very complicated and like you know like when traffic is getting congested, it's right by the Lowry Tunnel. It's like the infamous traffic congester, I think, if that's even a word.
Well, because it probably goes from like four lanes to two or something like that.
Well, no, it's three lanes. It's just the turn, the curve is so sharp that you literally have to like slow down to like 35 miles an hour just to keep from, you know, going off your lane and crashing into somebody.
Which seems inappropriate, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pain. I
tunnels are a pain. Yeah, for those of us,
I drive it every. I go through it.
Oh, you know, do you
every day when I come
twice,
here
so then
yeah.
Coming and going, huh?
Yeah.
Do you when we were kids in Colorado, when we would drive through tunnels which were in mountains, my father would honk, which I think is illegal. It may not have been illegal then. Dad wasn't much of a rule breaker, but it is now.
Yeah.
But I've gotten stuck in tunnels occasionally, which are not my favorite thing. I don't think they're anybody's favorite thing. But and here they're congested as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Holland, the Lincoln. What else do we have? And given a choice between a bridge or a tunnel, I'm a bridge girl.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Me too.
Because at least you can see what you're doing and yep. You don't feel quite so trapped. So, all right, Holland Tunnel, we're bad-mouthing you, kind of. To this day, in 1940... Fantasia came out, which is, remember I said, 75 years ago.
I was just going to say, we were just talking about Fantasia.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I saw it over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's been re-released. It's the first night of a roadshow at the Broadway Theater. And if you haven't seen Fantasia, especially if your kids haven't seen Fantasia, which they very likely have not, it's worth seeing. As I said, there's an introduction by the conductor of the Philadelphia Philharmonic, which I think I could have done without, except they may have been paying for it. And some of the early stuff is you can fast forward through it. But having said that, the Mickey Mouse, the Bald Mountain, the Dance of the Hours, and the Sugar Plum Fairies are just irresistible. And not only is it great animation, 75 years ago, folks, but it also will give your kids an appreciation for some really good music. So it's worth checking out. And it's in theaters. And if you can do that, I mean, just because the sound system is going to be terrific. I'm trying to think if it was in 3D. I don't think it's in 3D. And it's also, because it's been around for 75 years, it's on, you can get it on Netflix as well. In 1956, the Supreme Court declared Alabama's laws requiring segregated buses illegal, thus ending the Montgomery bus boycott. Now, 1956 is what, 65 years ago? No, 55 years ago. That's fairly, no, 59 years ago. My math is a little off today. And that's not very long ago, folks.
1966, you said?
1956.
56, yeah.
Yeah, 59 years ago. Yeah. I mean, we're still requiring buses to be segregated in Alabama.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Well, and I mean, the good news about something that's that alarming is that we really, I think, have made huge strides. Not enough, but huge strides. I mean, that in human terms, societal terms, 60 years is not very much. I mean, even God made the Israelites spend two generations in the desert, and people didn't live nearly as long. So that's, you know, about two generations. So things are moving, not as quickly as we'd like and not as smoothly as we'd like, but they are moving. In 1982, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial is dedicated in D.C. After a march to its site by thousands of Vietnam War veterans. I think that's the wall, isn't it? That was the really controversial one because it was done by an Asian young woman.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't.
It is amazing. There are no words to describe the emotional impact of that wall.
Yeah, I've seen like pictures of it or like footage of it, but I've never, I've never been to D.C.
It doesn't begin to explain it.
Yeah.
Everybody should go to D.C. at some point just because, you know, it's our capital and it's a fascinating city. You can go to all the museums or most of the museums for free.
It's on my bucket list, that's for sure.
Absolutely. But the wall is just, it's truly a life-changing experience. It truly is. And it's appropriate that it probably was on Veterans Day in 1982, but we're close enough this year. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11C to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so it's Friday the 13th, and you guys are not superstitious, or at least you're not telling me about your superstitions, which is okay. They can be private if you prefer. We started yesterday, we were talking a little bit about the whole issue that one of the major chains of high-end restaurants in New York is experimenting with not tipping. And Joe's Crab Shack is, which has got 130 locations nationally, is experimenting in 18 of their restaurants with no tipping, is saying, and it seems to me that the issue about tipping falls into, or at least the people who are talking about ending the policy, is that it's antiquated, number one. Number two, it differentiates between the front of the house staff and the back of the house staff. And third of all, it somehow implies that that good service is something that can only be rewarded by the customer rather than the owner. So it's sort of one of those things that's being experimented with. But the idea being that the minimum wage would be increased to make up for the tipping and would be passed on to the customer. Which in theory, if you're getting good service, you would do anyway. If you're not, that I suppose becomes the issue. But if you're not, then presumably you go to another restaurant. So we just ask people, Manny, have you ever worked in a situation where you would be tipped?
Me personally, no. I've never had that kind of a job.
Yeah, I mean, I have. I've worked as a waitress through. But I worked in places that I was doing when I was so young. Because by the time I got to be old enough to sort of be in a... I mean, you have to be old enough to handle alcohol, basically, to be able to be in a restaurant that you're going to get any sizable tips. Because alcohol is quite often what adds the money to the bill, and usually a tip is a percentage. And so when by the time I was old enough to do that, I'd already graduated from college and was doing, like, work stuff as opposed to... or doing psychology stuff, I guess, rather than putting my way through school, paying my way through school. So when I was... I worked as a soda jerkette, and so a tip, a dollar tip, would be fantastic. And it's not because it was thousands of years ago, although that was part of the case, but it was also because the tab itself was really fairly modest. But for me, part of it was just the whole fun thing about being a waitress was remembering people's orders and having the fun of kind of talking with people and telling them what was on the menu and bringing them food, which is, you know, I mean, I just thought it was kind of a fun job. It's not easy, and you're on your feet a lot, and you can certainly run into people who are not very nice, but so what? I mean, I think that the general thing, I had a good time doing it. I thought it was fun. And the minimum wage was probably 38 cents or something. But you got to be around. It was easier than babysitting to a certain extent. I got to where I used to do the waitress special. I had a little white uniform and sneakers and underwear, and I would just dump the whole thing in the washing machine at the same time, which made my mother ready to throw up. She didn't think that was a very good idea. But I did the laundry, so it was okay. So we were asking people what they thought about tipping. I personally, as somebody who... As I said, I was young and was really doing it to make money, obviously. It was not my career at that moment. I think that paying a minimum wage, I think tipping, and as an adult, tipping for me is, especially having worked as a waitress, is a complicated thing. I was someplace last night and I had a gift card that I'd gotten from my credit card or something to pay the tab, and it was within a couple bucks of the end of it. And so I'd included the tip, which was 20. I mean, the tip was actually 25% because I thought the guy was really nice. And there was a couple dollars left, and I thought, what the hell, and just gave him the whole thing. I don't know. You know, if somebody does something nice, I mean, are they doing it for money? Tipping for me is a very complicated issue. At a restaurant, it's pretty easy because you just tip. Double the tax, which is about 18%, and unless it's just been an awful, awful experience, I just tend to do that. If it's been terrific, I'll usually tip a little bit more than that and then go find the manager and tell them how terrific it was. But in terms of, and for my hair, I know how to do that. I know how to do that for manicures. I know how to do it for massages. But there's a whole category of things that, I mean, do you tip your mail carrier at Christmas? That seems to me somehow really tacky. And the idea that somebody would only do something for money, I think, is demeaning to both the service and the person. So I'm not much of an expert on tipping, and the whole thing makes me a little uncomfortable. I would be delighted to not have to deal with the whole thing at all. All right, so let's see what other people thought about tipping.
We'll start with Amy, and Amy says, it's annoying. charge a fair price, pay a fair wage, and leave it at that.
I basically agree. The notion that the only reason somebody would do a good job is for money, I find demeaning and inaccurate.
Carrie says, I tip over 20% usually, especially places I frequent. I make sure to tip well. I agree with Amy that it would be a lot easier to just charge a higher price and pay a fair wage. Hold tipped employees accountable for their behavior to ensure quality interactions.
Well, presumably, if I'm an owner of a restaurant and I get rid of tipping and I charge 20% more and give people better wages, if I think somebody's been a jerk, I'm going to fire them, presumably. And because I'm paying a fair wage, I can presumably get someone to replace them. I think it just takes the whole... Plus, if you get... Let's look at from the other sort of standpoint of backstage at a restaurant. If you have, say, a server who is not sharing their tips, because a lot of places you just pool your tips and everybody shares in it, which kind of offsets the whole point of tipping, to be quite honest, but it makes the work environment a little bit more egalitarian. Let's say that that I work Manny's station. I'm the bus girl, and Manny doesn't share his tips at all. So I may do a really crummy job, or I may be really slow to get people their bread and water. I may be really slow to clear, which is very likely going to be reflected in Manny's tip, which to a certain extent is kind of dog in the manger or bus girl in the restaurant, in that I'm not helping myself, but I'm making sure that Manny's tip goes down. On the other hand, if Manny shares his tips with me, which some people do and some people don't, I may be much more willing to go to bat for him and to get things out more quickly and to bring coffee and ice water and bread much more quickly. So, and make sure that if somebody drops a fork, I replace it quickly. So I think if wages were better and the entire environment felt more that we're all in this together, we're a team, I think everything would improve. All right, keep going.
Stephanie says, only in North America, traveling in Australia and Europe is a breath of fresh air when the listed price is all you pay.
Well, that's not completely true. They usually add a service at the end, but it's not part of what's on the menu, but it's added automatically, so it's nothing you have a choice over. So the bottom line will reflect that. And in some, I've been in Europe in the last 6 months, but they still have service. It just says service on it, but it's already added. But the point is that it's not discretionary. Maybe Europe, maybe some of the places that you've been recently that I haven't been have just added it to the price. But clearly we're moving in that direction. Or seemingly. I'm not sure clearly is the right word. It seems. Okay, what else you got?
Barbara says, I feel if employees are not incentivized, they may have a tendency to slack off. I'd rather tip higher for good service, lower for inadequate service, nothing for really bad service.
Well, I guess that's part of one of the issues that something like Danny Meyer is addressing. He said, we're trying to create a wonderful experience for you. I mean, if you think about restaurant eating, right? You could go to a cart, you can order in, you can get pizza, you can go to a diner, which obviously has waiters as well. You could cook at home, God forbid. So the idea of dining as an experience. You know who does a really great job of this is Disney World, Disney in general. They say you're not, you don't work in the cafeteria or you don't work on the stage or you're not a ticket taker. You are part of the experience. And that your job, regardless of what you think it is to make sure that this vacation for this person, this experience is terrific. And so people go there who want to go into hospitality because they know it will be a great experience. Apparently, once you've worked at Disney, you can work any place. They have Mickey Mouse U, which is actually a training thing. And I've told this story before. My two stories about Disney were, one, I went back to my room, and they would put a chocolate chip cookie in the next day's schedule for you. And one day I didn't get the schedule, and I called down and I said I didn't get the schedule, and I didn't get the cookie either. And they said, we'll send you the schedule. We got no more cookies. In the middle of the night, somebody went out and bought a whole thing of chocolate for me, taped it to my door so it wouldn't wake me in the middle of the night, and said, a day without chocolate is a day without sunshine. I mean, that's Disney. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sue, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Sue. Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Sue.
My problem is that I have two best friends, and our husbands are friends, and our daughters are best friends. About a year ago, one of my friends began a new job, and she developed a crush on someone she works with. And she started telling me about it, and one thing led to another. They wound up kissing. And I told her, you know what, don't tell me anymore because I don't want to have to have the secret when we all get together or keep it from my husband. And she said, don't worry, nothing's going to happen. I won't let it go any further. Anyway, P.S., just recently she told the other friend that she has been having an affair for about a year. So so this other friend came back to me and told me, and I'm really kind of devastated. I don't know if I should confront her. I don't know if I'm allowed to discuss it with my husband.
Well, I mean, first of all, let's... I mean, the good news is she had sense enough not to tell you. If I were you in this particular case, I would probably opt for cheerfulness and stupidity. Just because if you go to her, then you've compromised the friend who told you. She's going to say it's not true, it's over, or whatever. Or she's going to get angry with you, at which point, I mean, I suppose if you feel that you have to say something... I mean, I don't know the advantage about telling your husband about it, because if she ends it, you may forgive her and your husband may not. I just think this is one of those things you probably are better off not knowing. I just don't see any advantage to you at all in knowing. Do you?
No, but I'm just so angry now, because now the pieces all fit together. Times that she wasn't around, and times that she was supposed to pick up the girls, or... You know,
But you told her you didn't want to know any more about it. So, I mean, you know, you'd already set the limits, which I think was a wise thing to set, to be quite honest. And you can certainly hold her responsible for that behavior. You can say, without telling the fact that you know of the next time she does something that you feel is irresponsible or rude, instead of saying, I'll bet you're really having an affair, you can say, you know what, this isn't the way that friends treat friends. And, you know, you said you'd pick up the kids and you didn't, and I don't know what's going on with you, but this is really upsetting to me. Do you see what I'm saying? That I just don't see any, you're going to compromise the friend who told. She's either going to deny it, or she's going to say, you told me not to tell. I don't see what advantage knowing has to you. And if there's no advantage to something and huge disadvantage, I wouldn't play.
Well, okay, so I know this goes against everything you're saying now, but I'll tell you what we were going to do. The other friend and I were going to go, we'd take her out to dinner and kind of admit that we both know now. And because the friend who told me is, you know, now she feels awful that, you know...
Well, but that's a different issue. I mean, I think that that's... I think that's better than what you're doing, because you're going to compromise everybody. And if your friend is willing to say, look, I couldn't help anymore, I told Sue, and both of us want to read you the riot act. I mean, I think... I don't have any problem with you doing it. I think the likelihood of being effective is not very high. And you may lose a friend, but you may think that she's, you know, that she's worth jettisoning at this point anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? I think that's a better choice than anything else that you've come up with, because at least it doesn't compromise your friend.
Right.
But understand, I mean, look, you know enough. There are probably times in your life where you've done something stupid that your friends have said don't do it, and you've done it anyway.
Right.
And them sort of telling you that it was stupid didn't really change anything, and it just made it more difficult for you to go back to them. I mean, if you don't want her to be your friend anymore, I think you can certainly say, you know, I can't deal with this, that I really believe that you had more integrity than that. Or you can say, the two of you can go out for lunch with her and say, we both know, and it just makes us so uncomfortable that we're not going to do business with you, and we don't want to be around your husband, because then we feel disloyal to him.
Oh, it's
so
terrible. And I also feel disloyal to my own husband, because I really don't have any other secrets from him. And
well,
I hate having this secret.
You do. You actually do have some secrets from him. I mean, just because nobody tells everybody anything. I mean, you know, it just doesn't happen. We just don't tell everybody everything. And this, I mean, so don't go there. I mean, there are things that your girlfriends have told you that either were not relevant or, I mean, so that's not true.
Uh-huh.
But I think if you guys want to go out for, take her out for lunch and say, look, you know, we both know and we're really uncomfortable about this, and our only solution is to stop seeing you till you stop doing this, because it's really uncomfortable to be around your husband and feel like we're keeping a secret from him. It's uncomfortable for us to be around you because we sort of view you as having more integrity than that. So we're going to stop being around you, and however you deal with that is up to you, and how you explain it to your husband is up to you. But we're not going to do business with you until you come to us and say it's over, and I feel awful about it.
All right, so don't involve the husbands at all.
No, I just don't see any particular value, because at some point, if she stops this, you may want to go back to her, and your husbands aren't going to sit still for it.
Yeah, I really can't see severing my ties with her. I mean, she's been such a good friend to me. Of course, now I just keep questioning, you know.
Well, but Susan, I just pointed out to you, you can't keep going back on this.
Right.
I said you have the choice. My first suggestion to you was to be stupid about it and just, you know, not say anything and maybe see her a little less, and if she says what's going going on. I think the question is whether or not you compromise your friend, but your friend may be willing to be compromised about it, and that she was willing to go out for lunch and say that she knew. But you have to figure out what your goal is here. And if your goal is for her to stop the affair, then sort of saying choose, or if you're going to do this, you're going to do it in isolation, and you have to figure, because that's always the issue about any kind of negative behavior, is
right.
What's the consequence?
Right.
What am I giving up to get this? Because if there's no consequence, all of us will do anything we want. We'll rob, we'll steal, we'll hit the motel, we'll badmouth, we'll gossip, we'll do all sorts of wretched things. And what keeps most of us in line is the ability to think about consequence of, ooh, you know, if my kids find out about it, if my mother finds out about it, if I have to deal with my own conscience about it, if I get arrested. I mean, that's what keeps us, that's what we call socialization, is we think about consequence. So figure out what it is you're trying to accomplish here.
Well, yeah, we'd like her to end it, and then we could just kind of...
Well, but then if you want her to end it, then you have to figure out what's the likelihood of that happening and what's the most effective way of doing it, all right? But think about what your goal is here. Indeed. Thinking about goals is part of the responsibility about being a grown-up. Karen, I don't have a huge amount of time in this hour, but I have a whole other hour I can devote to you, so tell me what we're going to be talking about.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just calling about my son, who is 6, who's in first grade. He's having a problem in school, and they're sort of diagnosing him with ADHD right now, and of course, the pediatrician was there, and we were at a meeting, and they, you know, talked about medication. And I'm really totally against that, especially with his age. And so I'm just wondering how I can...
What your alternatives are.
Right.
Okay. Yes. How many kids do you have, Karen?
I have twin boys who are 6. And the other son has Asperger's, or high-functioning autism, I guess you could say.
Okay. Are the teachers specific about what behavior they're seeing that lead them to the diagnosis?
Well, they see him academically struggling. He's sort of rocking back and forth a little bit in his chair, taking frequent bathroom breaks 6 to 8 times a day.
Okay, let me put you on hold. We'll come back to this. I also would like some idea of how you see his behavior at home, and we'll walk through what some of your alternatives are, okay? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.